pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord, please bless us that come under this roof this evening to make Niles a better place to live and work. Amen. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Here.
Mr. McNaughton?
Here.
Mr. Profato?
Here.
Mr. Cantola?
Here.
Ms. Marquez?
Here.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Kearney?
Here.
Mr. Steffi?
Here. Ladies and gentlemen, before you, you have your minutes from the December 5th meeting.
Make a motion to place on file.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. Kearney to place on file. Next, you should have a statement of, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, you have a statement of cash from revenue and expense.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Profato. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You have a report, check number by check report by check number.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney to accept and place on file. Next, you should have a letter from the office of our city auditor.
Make a motion to accept, Mr. McNaughton.
Second. Moved by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Are any all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Are any committee reports? There being none. Would anyone like to address Niles City Council? Please come up to the podium and say your name and address, please. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Lois Nickel, and I live at 3327 Curtis, and I'm here to talk about the smart meters you want to put on our homes. There's got to be an opt-out. There's got to be some way that we can opt out of this, because I deserve a healthy, happy home, and it will not be that way if you try to put a smart meter on my home. There's just not enough evidence to show they're safe. There's a lot of scientific evidence that show they cause cancer. They cause migraines. They cause seizures. It's constant radiation pulsing 24/7 through the walls of your home. And I just can't deal with that. I'm 65 years old. I have enough health problems the way it is. This is just going to add to it. And there's got to be a way to opt out. I talked to the mayor about this. I talked to your office, I believe you know, is your office. And I talked to the judge about this. The judge says his wife has health problems and she would probably be on my side with it. But we need to talk to somebody about some way for us to opt out. If I have to buy my own analog meter and have it installed, then I'll do that. If I can call in my meter reader once a month, I can do that. But you just can't force us to have radiation radiating through our house. I don't own a microwave. There's no Wi-Fi in my home. My cell phone is not used against my head. It's on speaker. I don't sleep with my cell phone in my room. Because of these things, there's just too much of it going on. And we've got to find a way to opt out. Everybody says there's no opt out. Someone says it's going to be $100 a month. My water bill is $15 a month. I think whoever told me that was trying to scare me into the fact. I'm not a person that gets scared. I'm a fighter. I don't want to have to fight, but it's my first home I've ever owned, and I'm not about to let someone make it unhealthy. We've got to find a way to work around this.
Well, this is the first I've ever heard this argument.
I know you have.
I appreciate you coming in.
I've done some research. Not a whole lot of research, but I know you don't have a city ordinance for it. Your city ordinance is from 1920. Your regulations are 20 years old, and technology in the past 8 years has grown exponentially.
Sure.
So you're working with 20-year-old regulations on brand-new technology. We have to bring the two together. The radiation is not, it's not acceptable. And if it was once a month when they come by to read the meter, but that's not how this goes. This goes back and forth. It transmits two ways. So we've got radiation pulsing 24/7 constantly through the walls of our home. I for one won't have it. And I'm going to start a GoFundMe, and we're going to hire an attorney. I don't want to do all this. I'm hoping that we can find a way to work around this, but I'm going to get as many Niles residents as I can. Anybody that pays for the electricity or the water from Niles, we're going to get something going to try to work with you on this, but somebody has to work with us, because you just can't force us to install this on our homes.
Okay, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Would anyone else care to address now City Council? Yes, sir.
George Kuryatnik. I got to talk about the fire department.
Please give your address, Mr. Kuryatnik.
52 Morningside.
Thank you.
Came up a conversation the other day about people talking about our fire department that we didn't need it. You know, they said last fire we had was 8 years ago. You know, why do we need it? We need a volunteer fire department. So I kind of told them, and today I listened to your scanner. Four calls in a matter of 48 minutes. Three people have fallen, elderly people needed help. Every time you see a fire department or a fire truck, tagging behind them is lanes. And nothing gets lanes, they could be on another call or something. They're all over the place. So I try to explain to these people, yes, we do need our fire department, because a couple minutes, man, you'll save somebody's life. It's minutes, it's crucial. And that's why I say a volunteer fire department. You gotta leave your house, go to the fire department, you go through the whole thing, truck and everything, by then it could be too late for somebody. So my issue is, every time we get there, and we're there 90, every time I see a truck, Lanes is showing up. Lanes gets all the credit, and they get to bill the homeowner. The fire department's already working. Why are we not doing this with Lanes? Why are we not getting an ambulance type thing? I talked to them a couple of years ago about it, and it just seems beneficial that, and their concern was, oh, we got to hire more people, go through all the insurance work, which is kind of BS. But we're always beating them there. We're there within like three. I don't know how you guys get out of sleep in a truck into a home in minutes. It just amazes me. It really does. I mean, I would love to sleep with you go oh, to one night and try to do that. Because I'm going to wake up and say, I'm going to skip this one. You know, it's amazing what you guys do. But I just think with all the money that we need, and this money could be coming to you guys, just like the impound lot. You guys get the money for the cars. And I just think... I just wanted to thank you, the firemen, and thank you guys. You guys do an awesome job, because I thought the same thing until I started listening to you guys were all spread out in these lanes. But I just think they should be compensated for it.
I agree. You're right. As far as the fire department doing a great job, I listened to the scanner on the ride down here.
I didn't
hear
three people.
Someone fell at
the wellness center.
And
not breathing.
And there was somebody hurt at Royal Mall.
Not breathing, but not conscious.
Both departments responding in a quick fashion.
What do you do? One goes that way, one goes that way. Then what happens? If you have a fire, and you need your fire trucks, but they're out on call, you just leave the people?
No, unless Lane's there. If Lane's there, and they don't need our guys, and our guys leave there.
I mean, has that ever happened? Like, you need fire trucks, and you can't go because you're attending to this person? I don't know. I just think you guys do a great job, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Would anyone else care to address now City Council? In the opinion of the chair, there being none, we need to make a motion at this time to amend tonight's agenda and add those two items that we spoke about to the agenda. Someone make that motion.
Mr.
Profano. Seconded by Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
To add draft numbers 156-18 and 157-18. Call the roll for amending tonight's agenda.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm starting with tonight's legislation. Mr. Cantola?
We need to cover the meetings moving forward.
We'll do that last.
Last?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Draft number 144-18 to be brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance amending section 351.14 of the Niles City Codified Ordinances.
Make a motion for a second reading.
Motion by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Ms. Smith. Please call and roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 144-18 has had its second reading.
Draft number 148-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution amending resolution 90-18, the utility billing policy for the city, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Profato. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Move to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 148-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 149-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the mayor and the safety director to enter into an agreement with the Board of County Commissioners for indigent legal services and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Lastic for suspension. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Lastic to adopt. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 149-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 150-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance amending ordinance 30-18, the purchasing policy for the city, exempting non-matching grants of the Niles Municipal Court and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Moved to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Moved to adopt by Mr. McNaughton. Seconded by Ms. Smith. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 150-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 151-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance creating a tethering ordinance. Ordinance number 505.072.
Move to suspend.
Motion by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Mr. Profato. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
Seven yeas, zero nays.
Motion to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Ms. Marquez. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Curdy?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 15118 has been adopted.
Draft number 152-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the service director to execute an agreement for residential solid waste collection and disposal and declaring an emergency.
What this has to deal with is before the health department used to negotiate the contract with the solid waste. Now that we don't have that anymore, it came to the safety committee and we had to refile a new contract with them. So for 2019, 20, and 21, there'll be a very significant increase. The first year will be $10.79. In 2020, it'll be $11.18 per month. And in 2021, it'll be $11.49 per month. And I move to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Marquez, seconded by Ms. Smith. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Ms. Marquez.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lastick. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 152-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 153-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing year-end cash transfers and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 153-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 154-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the year-end budget transfers and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Ms. Marquez. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 154-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 155-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated various funds to various fund accounts and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Move to adopt by Ms. Smith.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Lastick. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastick?
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 155-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 156-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time. A resolution authorizing the disposal of certain obsolete items no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
This is for the disposal of the meters that have been removed.
Yeah, we're about halfway through the project, a little bit more than halfway. I'd like to get those meters scrapped and out of the way. Got two quotes. One was from a company out of Akron who specializes in meter disposal, and the other was Miles Iron Metal, a local company. They're going to give us a little bit more per meter, per pound, so we're going to go with Miles Iron Metal. Hope to get those out next week sometime.
Move to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Farkas.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Kearney.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Mr. Cantola. Seconded by Mr. Lastic. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Farkas.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Kearney.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 15618 has been adopted.
Draft number 157-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fire pension fund to fire P&F pension account and declaring an emergency.
Move to suspend by Ms. Smith, seconded by Mr. Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Farkas.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Kearney.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Move to adopt.
Move to adopt by Mr. Cantola, seconded by Mr. Kearney. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic.
Yes.
Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Mr. Profato.
Yes.
Mr. Cantola.
Yes.
Ms. Farkas.
Yes.
Ms. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Kearney.
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 157-18 has been adopted. This concludes tonight's legislation. Next are public remarks. I'd like to start with Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Barry. A couple things. First, I do want to recognize two of our Niles City employees who recently retired after many years of service with the City of Niles. Mary Dahl retired from the Niles Municipal Court, and Gary DeCristofaro retired from the Light Department. So I did want to recognize them tonight for their years of service. Next thing, columbariums are in place. They were installed this past Tuesday in the cemetery. They look very nice. I'm excited for the spring so we can get the whole site remediated, grass planted, sidewalks poured around those things. But those are in place right now at the cemetery, in case you drive by. Office hours for City Hall on Christmas Eve are 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the billing office will close at 1 o'clock for all their accounting and deposits. We have some extra newsletters here. And before everyone leaves, I have a few copies of our quarterly newsletter. Second one we've done, and I've gotten nothing but positive responses about this. So we're going to continue to do this, continue to promote community outreach. And then finally, the Fiscal Commission met this morning at the Niles Wellness Center, and it was a very good meeting. A resolution was passed for release of fiscal emergency. So I did want to read that for you real quick. Resolution 2018-01 of the Financial Planning and Supervision Commission for the City of Niles. Request to be removed from fiscal emergency. Whereas pursuant to Chapter 118 of the Ohio Revised Code, titled Local Fiscal Emergencies, the City of Niles, Trumbull County, Ohio, was declared to be in a fiscal emergency condition on October 7, 2014. And whereas Section 118.07 of the Ohio Revised Code sets forth the powers, duties, and functions of the Fiscal Planning and Supervision Commission for the City of Niles. And whereas pursuant to Section 118.06 of the Ohio Revised Code, the mayor of the City of Niles is required to submit to the commission a detailed financial plan as approved or amended and approved by ordinance or resolution of the legislative authority of the city of Niles during the period of fiscal emergency. And whereas on October 17, 2018, the city of Niles, Niles City Council passed and then on behalf of the city of Niles submitted to the commission a financial plan titled City of Niles Fiscal Recovery Plan. Whereas on October 31st, 2018, the commission adopted the City of Niles Financial Recovery Plan. Whereas the City of Niles has planned and in the process of good faith implementation of an effective financial accounting and reporting system in ordinance with section 118.10 of the Ohio Revised Code, and whereas the City of Niles has corrected and eliminated or has planned and is in the process of good faith implementation of correcting and eliminating all of the fiscal emergency conditions determined pursuant to section 118.04 of the Ohio Revised Code, and new fiscal emergency conditions have occurred. I'm sorry, no new fiscal emergency conditions have occurred. Whereas the City of Niles has met the objectives of the financial plan described in 118.06 of the revised code, and whereas the City of Niles is projected to end fiscal year 2018 with positive fund balances in all funds and has prepared a balanced budget, and Council has approved appropriations for fiscal year 2019. Whereas the City of Niles has prepared a financial forecast for a five-year period in ordinance with the standards issued by the Auditor of State. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Financial Planning and Supervision Commission for the City of Niles formally requests of the Auditor of State to determine whether the City has corrected and eliminated or has planned and is in the process of good faith implementation of correcting and eliminating all fiscal emergency conditions and has met the objectives of the financial plan described in 118.06 of the Ohio Revised Code and therefore complied with section 118.27 of the Ohio Revised Code and whether the commission and its functions should be terminated. That was unanimously passed this morning, and I want to thank everyone in this room, all of our elected officials, our employees, the commission, our residents. It was a collaborative effort amongst the entire City of Niles, and today the City of Niles should be very proud of this body in this room tonight.
Excellent. No, I was in the room. I had a vote. I'll tell you that Niles should stand tall today and be proud of where we're moving, the systems that the administration, the communication level between both bodies. Council has worked very hard, and there were some wildly unpopular parts of it. But I don't want to cut in on the mayor's time, but it was a good meeting today, and we're definitely close to the end.
Yeah. Also, Steve, with our workers. The employees have really helped out a lot working with
yep.
you guys on everything.
They have. Excellent. Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Cantacles?
I just like to voice the same thing the mayor did. It was a job for everybody, and everybody pitched in and helped. I said there was times that it wasn't very popular, but everybody worked through it, including the employees, and the crowd has been a part of it. It's come out of fiscal emergency so fast as compared to other places. Our big thing now is, I think our auditors said, we are out. He said, we're not going back in. So, that's it.
Thank you. Chief.
Merry Christmas.
Chief.
Wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Mr. Swagger.
Some of you may know, some of you may not. This will be my last meeting as law director of the City of Niles. I have accepted a new full-time position, which requires me to resign from my position as law director and prosecutor for the City of Niles. December 31st will be my last day. I start a new position on January 1st.
Aww.
So it's been a fun 22 months as law director and 12 years as prosecutor here. But personally, professionally, I got an opportunity that I needed to take for myself and my family, and I've taken it. Thank you all for all your support over the year. I would encourage you, having done this job as a part-time job, to seriously have a discussion this year, making this job more of a full-time job, because it does entail a lot of work. That's not for me, that's for whoever's going to get the job, and I don't know who it is, but I will be handing in my letter. I've informed the mayor yesterday, I informed the auditor yesterday, and other people. But I'll be notifying the Board of Elections tomorrow, so that I will be done. But thank you all.
Congratulations. Good luck on your new road.
Thank you.
Thank you for your years of service, Mr. Slaughter.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. You've served the city very, very well, and you helped a lot of us that don't know anything about the law maneuver our way through it so that we can operate transparently. So thank you so much for that. Mr. Merlo.
Just to echo the comments that the mayor made about where we've come financially. 4 years ago, when we were placed in fiscal emergency, I was sitting where seven of you are today. It was a hard pill to swallow. It was not unexpected based on the financial statuses that the city was in at the time and the financials we were given at the time. But it was a long road. Like the mayor said, there was a lot of people to thank in that process. One should be the residents. You guys believed in us, passed the 0.5% income tax, and I want to thank all of you for supporting that. I really do. City Council was very diligent in the process. Like you said, Mr. President, there are always discussions, not favorable, but decisions had to be made. And I want to thank everyone for supporting me in this process, coming into it as a new auditor to the city. We hit the ground running really quick, and it was my goal and my intent to get this done within my first term. So mission accomplished.
Well, I've said this before, and I know you won't give yourself any sunshine on that, but Mr. Merlo, you are as big a factor as a turnaround in this city as anyone. Every question has been answered. You operate honestly, truthfully. You give council real numbers to work with, and those numbers don't change. So thank you for your service, and we are set well off with you as our auditor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Toledo.
Not very much. I sent out reports to council on the email last night. If they have any questions, glad to entertain the question. And if not tonight, anytime during this week or next week. I sent you a lot of information, a lot of numbers. Most of them looking very good, especially the tax collections and our turnaround in interest that we earn on our deposits. And I believe the Fiscal Commission showed us earning 466% more than what we had budgeted for our interest on our accounts. So those are good things. But that's it.
Mr. Toledo, would you mind just informing some of the members that weren't able to attend this morning the performance of Rita?
The state said that they were very happy with that. I would say the people in my office who had some doubt about it, they're very happy with Rita. Rita's performed very well for us. They are extremely knowledgeable in areas that we probably couldn't even afford to staff. To deal with certain situations that relates to tax collections. They will, Rita's been very responsive to any inquiries that we've had, and I think if you recall the information I sent out to you, the collections have been quite strong. The gross came in at $9,100,000 plus this year so far, and we have a net of around $8,831,000.
That's the most ever collected
yes.
in Niles.
And it's possible we could look at 9.5 next 2019, maybe 10. Keep our fingers crossed.
And that's in 11 months, correct?
That's 11 months, yes.
Not even a full 12 months.
Correct. Correct. They retained $271,000 as service charges for the services that they performed so far. And I was informed with an email today from Rita that they could certainly expect to refund us $100,000 around June of this coming year. So that's not bad either. But they've been very good to work with, very professional people, and I've been happy with them as the treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Toledo.
And I also would like to say that I wanted to commend the auditor, who's been very helpful and with me when I've asked a lot of questions, and he does a great job. The mayor, his staff, and all the employees that work in the city, they have done, I would say, there's no I in our team. It's all teamwork.
That's
so
true.
You can be proud of the people that work within this city. I know they get their hits sometimes, but they do a good job.
I agree. Thank you, Mr. Toledo.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mr. Robertson.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Mr. Burke.
Same thing. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Ms. Ford.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Pizzana.
Merry Christmas.
Mr. Vigorito.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Ms. Rose.
I'd like to thank Council for passing Draft 150-18. I want to congratulate the Law Director on his new position. I really want to congratulate everybody on the step towards a physical emergency. It's a long time coming.
It is. Thank you. Mr. Lastic.
Bah humbug. Anyways.
You woke a couple of
them. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Terry, 22 months of fun. I know I drift off in here sometimes. And thanks to Steve. And I got a thousand stories up in his head. And 25 years ago, this little lady brought this big guy into my room. And said, hey, Mr. Lastic, take care of Giovanni because he's going to his big school and he can come from there. I said, don't worry. Here he is, 25 years later, come drag us out of fiscal emergency.
That's right. That's right.
And Steve.
Thank you, Mr.
That's why I'm still here. Guys like that?
That's right. Mr. McNaughton.
Thank you.
You tried
to get rid of me in a hurry.
There was a pause.
Yeah.
I want to thank Mr. Slogger for his service. Terry, you came along at a time in which your office desperately needed stability, and this city needed stability out of your office, and you performed admirably, and I thank you, and I wish you nothing but the best. You were wonderful to work with, and you did make our jobs a lot smoother. Mr. Merlo, ditto, you have provided an inordinate amount of stability at a time we needed it. And I echo Mr. President's statements. Really, through your leadership, we're sitting here tonight. This isn't a victory lap. We're putting on our shoes, though. We're going to get ready to tie it. So thank you for your work. Mr. Toledo, ditto, you have provided tremendous stability. And the numbers you shared with us last night, you and your team, fantastic. Thank you all. For the work that you've done. Real quickly with the, I would like to echo, I can't remember which one my colleagues mentioned about if it's recycling potentially in 3 years, I'd like to maybe work with the community, get a community group to see if that's something we can look at the end of this new contract. I'd love to see curbside recycling in this town. So maybe we can start working with our community members to see if there's a want for it. There's certainly a need, get rid of those eyesores back there. So we can definitely work on that. And other than that, I wish everybody nothing but the best, happiest and healthiest holiday seasons. Thank you for letting us serve you.
Thank you, Mr. McNaughton. Mr. Profato.
I'd be remiss if I didn't make some statement anyway. I am very proud to be associated with everybody here. You're the epitome of team. We couldn't have done it on our own. And it's very significant, everybody in this town. We don't get the recognition this town that we deserve throughout the whole county. But I commend each and every one of you for buckling down and doing what we had to do. And I'm proud to be associated, and I praise all of you, but why be redundant? You deserve a tremendous amount of praise. And I'll close with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Profato. Mr. Cantola.
Obviously the same as everybody else as far as the efforts and everything, and the pride that the Dragons and the City of Niles have in front of us today is tremendous, and hopefully in the first quarter we'll hear everything coming back from the state, moving us and showing that we've been able to accomplish this goal. It's been a tough one for all of us, and as Barry stated, everybody involved really needs to take a lot of pride in what's been done. And I guess if there was anyone steering the boat, you know, council's come and gone, administration's come and gone, but Giovanni's been the man leading the pack the whole time. And every one of us is a different face than when it started. And fortunately, the city as a whole has a huge debt to pay to Giovanni as far as the efforts that he, Nicole, and his department has held us all accountable for, the administration and council as a whole. So thanks to the citizens, thanks to the administration and council, and happy holidays to all. Thank you.
Well said, Mr. Cantola. Ms. Marquez.
Yes, I agree with my colleagues. It's been a long, hard role for many of different leadership, and John, you've always been there from day one. So congratulations to everybody. Also, too, I wanted to say something. We lost an officer, and I was never so proud to be part of our city as the last 2 days. I had never had the opportunity to see our police department and our chief standing by coffins on a comrade, and to see the officers, the young ones that came up standing there, and the group of officers, the police officers that came from the State Patrol, Niles, Gerard, Weathersfield, showing their respect. But what was more to me today, and I kind of got a lump on my throat, is when we were in the calling lane, going past our city building, our electric department girls take a lot of heat. There they were out front, standing, along with your secretary, and I believe some of the girls in your office, standing there showing respects to that detective of Heathwood by Chuck Wilson. Then as we came past his last ride past the police department, the ladies and the judge from the courthouse were out there, along with our fire department. I've never had so much respect for our employees. These are things they do that nobody sees, that come out and they gave up their time to do that. And they're to be commended. We have a great group out there, and it was very nice to see all that. It really is, and my hat's off to all of them. And Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Well said. Thank you, Linda. Ms. Smith?
I just want to echo every sentiment that I heard down the line about what was accomplished by everybody here, and it includes everybody here. So thank you for all your help, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Mr. Kirby?
Same thing. Echo the sentiments about what was said here today. Very proud to be a first-year council member. It's very humbling, and definitely looking forward to another year of fun and get the job done. The fiscal emergency coming out of that was very big, and I'm very proud to be a part of that. And one more thing, Mr. Slaughter. Yeah, we kind of went to school together. I played baseball with his little brothers, and you know what? Congratulations. I remember you running around this tall, little lanky kid. Congratulations on your new position. That's all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Kearney. I would like to just also, before we get into a little more business, before we break down here, I know that Mr. Merlo does get a lot of credit, but I also want to recognize Nikki Mason, because she is not only a great deputy auditor, she might as well have a hand on my back to keep me moving during these meetings. She's whispering. She looks at me. I know I better look because I'm skipping something. So she does a fantastic job, and I just want to publicly thank her for really being the glue that binds this group. She's the communicator. She's the she just does a great job. So I just want to publicly thank you for that. We do have just one more bit of business. We are going to amend our council schedule for the month of January because our first meeting tentatively right now is scheduled for the 2nd. After, we won't have any legislation ready. We're going to be transitioning with the law director. So by moving that first meeting to the 9th and then the 2nd meeting, so that we stay every 2 weeks, there's 5 Wednesdays in January. So we're going to move our meetings. The one that was scheduled for the 2nd is going to be on the 9th. The one that was scheduled for the 16th is going to be on the 23rd. that'll keep it so that it's 2 weeks apart, so that we're not wasting our time coming back week after week and then going 3 or 4 weeks without meeting. So I need a motion to amend our schedule for January meeting. Motion by Mr. Lastick, seconded by Ms. Marquez to amend that menu. To amend that schedule. And I would also just like to thank everyone. This was some kind of year. There were a lot of different faces in a lot of different places a year ago. So thank you for all. I also agree, I'm very proud to be part of this group. I look forward to working with the administration next year and moving forward. So with that said, motion to adjourn by Mr. McNaughton, seconded by Mr. Profano.